technical difficulty, and we do apologize for not being able to get to you before now. But we do praise God for each of you on the call, and we thank you so very much for your continued support of this inspirational moment. And we know that some powerful things happen when we gather ourselves around the Word, because the Word decrees and declares that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so here it is, the 18th day of July, and we thank God for his keeping power. We thank God for a winning attitude in spite of what we're facing, in spite of what we're going through. Is there anybody who would bless the Lord because of his graciousness, his goodness, his mercy, his kindness toward us, and how he continues to look beyond our faults and how he gets right to our needs? So we're extremely excited about what God has in store for this day, and we're grateful that he has included us in that plan. Let me give you the playback number for those of you who want to hear this message later by playback. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And we're certainly grateful again for each of you and your continued support of this time that we spend together. We have several different mediums in which we are trying to get the word out. We're Facebook Live, and thank God for the audience today. And we're grateful for those who are on the conference call. Well, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating today, we've been talking, preaching, and teaching about winning and the importance of establishing a winning attitude and how we have to win the day. This day, we can't focus and jumble all of our different thoughts and all of our different things and try to multitask. I know that's one of the phrases that is very popular nowadays, multitasking. Many people, when they go and search for jobs, they look for someone who can multitask. But Paul reminds us that in Philippians, when he says, this one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. And so we have to be specific. We have to be intentional. We have to be deliberate. And we have to go to God in prayer and making sure that what we're asking God to do, that he will give us the strength and he will give us the wisdom as well as the guidance in order to make that happen. Even when Jesus, when the disciples saw that he was being encouraged and he was gaining strength through his prayers, they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And we know that it became what many call the model prayer, Jesus's prayer, and we use it often. Jesus says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. He didn't go into a whole long, drawn out explanation about a whole lot of other things. But he said, give us this day our daily bread. And so it is. We have to make sure we focus on the day and not get too far ahead of ourselves, because the enemy will try to use that against us, and he will try to confuse us and hinder what God is trying to get done in our lives. Well, you know, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating this morning, there's a word found in Mark's gospel, the 6th chapter. It's a very extensive situation that's occurring here. Jesus is making his way, and he's really becoming popular. He has sent the disciples out in terms of giving them opportunity to witness and to use the power that he temporarily gave them to do things and to heal people and see people get delivered. And John the Baptist was still on the scene at this time. And there was a whole lot of confusion, because when people heard about what Jesus was able to do, the powers that be, if you will, they became baffled, because they thought that perhaps one of the leaders from the old had came back to life, and they thought Elijah had risen. They thought that someone else had came back on the scene, one of the prophets. And Herod was extremely upset because his popularity was being put to the test. But we find that even as He does some very interesting things in terms of how he accepted the request of his wife and asked for the head of John the Baptist. He went ahead and did that, and the disciples saw all of this taking place. This is just the sixth chapter of Mark's gospel, and the disciples saw all of this happening, and when they saw that John the Baptist was beheaded, they were awestruck. In fact, they were petrified and terrified about what had just transpired. And so the Bible tells us that in verse number 29 of that sixth chapter, when the disciples heard of it, they came and took away his corpse and laid it in a tomb. So, but after you get through that portion of the scripture, when you pick it up around verse number 30 and all over down through about 44, that's when you pick up the feeding of the 5,000, because Jesus was out ministering and he was out teaching and preaching and he was out encouraging, he was healing and he was delivering, but something unusual happened. The disciples continued to follow him even out to a deserted place. And so the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Lord, we need to send these people away because it's night now and there's nothing here for them to eat. We're in a desert place and we don't have any bread or anything to feed them or any food. And so we need to send them to one of the surrounding villages, around the surrounding country so that they can get them something to eat." But Jesus answered and said to them in verse number 37, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?" But he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go out in the crowd and see what you got among them." And you know, it's amazing how this story begins to unfold. And you know how the rest of it, they found this boy with two fish and five loaves of bread. And so Jesus commanded the disciples to sit everybody down. This is 5,000 now. Just talking about the men. Sit them down in groups of 50s and hundreds. You know, it's interesting how they go into that scenario. But this is a sermon in and of itself. And he took the five loaves and two fish, and he looked up to heaven, and he blessed it, and he broke the loaves, and he gave them to the disciples, and he set before them, and the two fish were divided among them. We're at verse number 42 of the sixth chapter of Mark's gospel. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 basketful of fragments of fish. Those who were eating the loaves were about 5,000. So even after this miraculous transformation happened, we find that Jesus makes an exceptional miracle take place after they fed 5,000. And this was probably not counting the women and the children. So that could have very easily been 7,000, 8,000, even 9,000 people that was in that crowd. They had enough left over so that they could have 12 baskets remaining full of the fragments. And so what are you saying, Reverend? I'm saying we have to get to the place in our lives where we know that even though it may not look like things are going to work in our favor, even though it might look like the odds are against us, and when we look out among the situations that we find ourselves in, it looks like there's no way we're going to be able to make it. There's no way we're going to be able to do this. But God has a way of making everything all right. Somebody ought to say amen. And so the word today is that we need to have an attitude that even when we're faced with situations that seem as if they can't be handled, it seem as if it's impossible. Man might intend it for evil, but we know God can turn it around for our good. And Jesus has a way of making a way out of no way. Somebody say amen. And so we have to have the kind of mindset, if we're going to win, that even when the odds are stacked against us, we know that God is going to see us through. And so I just want to encourage somebody today that even if you feel excluded, even if you feel like you're left out, even when you feel like everything is going against you, even when it feels like all of the things that you are trying to accomplish are not coming into focus and they're not really making the kind of sense that you think they ought to, I want to encourage you to continue to trust the timing of God in your situation and don't grow weary in well-doing, for the Bible tells us that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Because so many of us have felt like we have been left out and felt like we have been rejected. So many of us have felt like we have been overlooked or hurt, pushed to the side, excluded. We have been dismissed and doors have been closed in our face. Don't you know that God has a heart and he has a passion for those who feel weak and low and who feel overlooked and who feel downtrodden and who feel forsaken? So I just want to encourage you today and let you know that even if you're faced with situations that you're trying to win the day and it doesn't look like you're going to win, you continue to trust the timing of God in your situation. The God we serve is a God of compassion. He loves people, and God moves. He moves people by his compassion toward them. And you can see the expression of God's grace and his mercy in your situation, even when it looks like things are not going to turn out the way you had anticipated. So, yes, you can win the day. Yes, when things look a little awkward, you can overcome. Yes, when people have stacked the odds up against you and you feel as if you excluded, yes, God will include you. God will come near you. God loves you. God will show compassion even in the midst of circumstances that look like they're not going to work out. So that's the thought for today. And you just read the sixth chapter of Mark's gospel. This story occurs, of course, in the gospel of Matthew and Luke. But read Mark's account and just spend some time, if you have it today, to look through that sixth chapter of Mark's gospel. And you'll see that the love for people moves Jesus to lead. And so when he saw the situation, he had compassion. And so it is with us. We need to have the kind of compassion as leaders and be great in what God has called for us to do, so that we can help others in their situations and not always allow it to be about me, my four, and no more. Somebody say amen. Well, that's the thought for today. You read it for yourself today, and I want to encourage you to continue to trust the timing of God in your situation and know that God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that you can ever ask or think. There is no secret to what God can do. What he's done for others, guess what? That's right, he'll do it for you. So if you trust and never doubt, yes, surely he will bring you out. So be encouraged today as you make your way through this day and trust the timing of God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we're extremely grateful for your presence, your peace, your power. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for not excluding us, but including us. We thank you for your compassion toward us, even in the moments where we feel as if we are left out and feel as if we have been rejected, tossed to the side. God, you step in and you show compassion toward us, just like you did with these who had followed you out to a deserted place. And so, God, sometimes we feel as if our backs are up against the wall and there's no way that we're going to be able to win the day. But we pray for that person today who's just struggling and trying to make sense of it all and who's about to get weary and who's about to give up and about to throw in the towel. God, increase their faith and let them know that you are present and give them what they need in order to win this day and not focus on too many things before them. But this one thing they need to do and press their way. There is a blessing in the pressing. And so we yet give you praise. Thank you now for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, look, my brother, look, my sister, I hope you have a fantastic day today as you make your way. And don't forget now, you can win this day. You can win this one thing that you do. You press your way, and I believe God is going to give you victory. I believe you're going to be successful, and I believe you'll see how God is moving with compassion on your behalf. So you be encouraged. Until next time, you be blessed.